Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. It's Thursday, April 24th. Tonight, I don't have anything, nothing new and exciting to report, but that's often the case on an average weeknight. And since I'm interested in doing a daily show, I figure I should, work on coming up with something to talk about, quite frankly. Of course, the thing that immediately comes to mind is, just discussing my thoughts and opinions, because, quite frankly, I'm never going to run out of those. One thing that I've been thinking a lot about lately is relationships. They've been kind of an interesting place for the last, about the last 8 months or so. I've been, it's sort of much more, since the last, serious long-term relationship that I was in, I've been much more kind of play-oriented and, casual friendship-oriented and not really looking at things from sort of a relationship point of view. I think that's been kind of an interesting change of pace and change of perspective. One major benefit, obviously, is that I've had a lot more, time and energy to sort of focus on myself and working on self-improvement. I've had time to, time and energy, quite frankly, because as much fun as relationships are, they do take a lot of time and energy. So, when you're in a period where, you don't have any relationships that are sort of in a primary focus, it's a really good time to, kind of take advantage of that surplus of time and energy and kind of focus on things that you want to change, improvements that you want to make. In my case, I've picked up a couple, started pursuing a couple of interests that I've been interested in for a while. This podcast is definitely one of them. Obviously, I'm not trying to be sort of against relationships in general. I think that the deeper, more significant relationships that we tend to have with people are very important. And on some level, there's a need that gets filled by those that just isn't going to be satisfied by casual relationships or even serious friendships. As I have said before, though, I think that being sort of a poly orientation in general does tend to kind of, sort of change how I look at relationships in general. For most of my adult life, I've been I've been used to looking at relationships in sort of the standard traditional dynamic, with all the good and bad that implies. The sort of traditional relationship dynamic of one person that's supposed to make you happy in every way and fulfills every every need that you have and that you pour all of your time and energy and attention into, and if you're not exclusively focused on that one person to the exclusion of everything else in your life, you don't really care about them, and that sort of I'm obviously kind of exaggerating the point from the perspective of, monogamy in general. But, I think the point comes across just that, I think that's not a very sort of productive mindset, at least for me right now. I mean, that's the part about monogamy, one of the things about it that, that I don't like. I don't mean to, kind of turn this into a bitching about monogamy session, because, it's the kind of thing where I definitely think that it's, it works a lot better for some people. I just think that the sort of acceptance of that as a default behavior is very sort of socially limiting and not productive, just in that, it limits your options. And, in the long run, I think that's kind of less productive in general. So I suppose when it comes down to it, what I'm, kind of where I see myself going in the long term and kind of hope to end up eventually, a sort of a situation where I have a circle of people that I interact with and, enjoy being with, the close friends who I feel a lot of sort of understanding with. People that I get along well with and enjoy their company and everything. And hopefully several, satisfying more, romantically oriented and play oriented relationships that are more, well, more serious and not, you know, not like avoiding levels of commitment as a default, but not exclusive. That's kind of sort of where I want to, you know, where I see myself going eventually. You know, as far as how I've been sort of progressing in that direction, basically I've been trying to, you know, kind of broaden my social circle a little bit to include people who I might have common interests with. And a lot of that sort of just involves being active in the local community and getting to know more people, you know, exploring even, you know, non-romantic friendships and things like that, but just because it increases the, well, the size and scope of your social circle. So you're more likely to find someone that you enjoy being with or that you, you know, have things in common with. You know, you don't want to end up in the, sort of in the rut of, you know, in college I'd hear people complaining about not being able to meet anyone new, and you ask them what they're doing to meet new people, you know, and they're still hanging out with the same crowds, they're still going to the same places, doing the same things, and they're surprised that they're not meeting new people. Sort of a self-defeating kind of attitude. So, you know, that's definitely something that you want to kind of avoid, getting in a sort of a static situation where, you know, you're not happy about the way things are, but not doing anything to change them. That's definitely a bad habit. Let's see. Other than that, that's probably about my 2 cents worth for the evening. I still haven't heard from anyone on recommendations or suggestions or thoughts on weekend shows. I've been monitoring all the download numbers and everything, so I know that that some people are out there listening to this, and well, yeah, as usual, it'd be nice to hear from you. Because I'm just starting out, I've been putting these out, I think, for a little over 2 weeks now. Yeah, I'm still very trying to figure out how things are working out, what, you know, how things sound, just audio quality-wise, content-wise, etc. And also just sort of trying to get an idea of what people are interested in. I mean, the show is going to be what it is, as far as the basic fundamental ideas and kind of things that I'm interested in talking about. I'm not planning on changing that too much, just because that's sort of the whole reason that I came up with the podcast in the first place. But, yeah, it'd be nice to hear what people think about, you know, and what they'd like to hear and what their, you know, what their interests are, that sort of thing. So, you know, if you're listening to this, I'd really appreciate it if you take a couple minutes to drop an email to Evan, E-V-A-N, at kinkycrafter.com. And, yeah, just say hi, if nothing else, even if you don't really have any, anything to add that you feel might be constructive, you know, it'd just be nice to hear from some listeners. And, you know, if you feel like letting me know, you know, how you heard about the podcast, how you're accessing it, that sort of thing, I'd like to get some idea of, you know, where the listeners are coming from, what, you know, what method people are using to access the MP3 files, whether they're, you know, subscribing through iTunes, you know, whether they found it through one of the directories like Podcast Alley. You know, just sort of get an idea of my demographic and whatnot, you know, and how the growth of the podcast is happening. You know, those are all things that I'd like to kind of get a better idea on. So, you know, if you're taking the time to listen to this, well, hopefully you can take another couple of minutes to let me know what you think and, you know, how you think things could improve, what you'd like to hear, that sort of thing. Anyway, that's about it for the evening. I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.